Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Hamer with Gallagher, one of the largest distributors in the U.S. based in L.A. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Kemp.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the aftermath of this formaldehyde issue with lumber liquidators. But before we get into that, let's refresh our listeners' memory about Gallagher. You and your brother own this company. It's been in the family for a long time. For a short period of time, you sold it to a Japanese firm, but you bought it back. And your revenue now is over $150 million. I mean, you're growing at a very rapid clip, right?
We really are, Kemp. It's been three really strong years of 30% plus growth, and we'll do close to $175 million this year, up from about $50 million when we bought it back in 2010.
The question that a lot of people wonder is, with all this technology, with the internet, is two-party distribution going to live? And I believe you're proving to the world that it certainly is, right?
We certainly think so, but we think you have to pick your places to compete maybe more intelligently than in the past. You know, we certainly see a role for distribution in high-end residential and property management, certainly in parts of commercial. There's certainly parts of residential replacement that are good. So you can't be all things to all people. You have to really put your resources and your emphasis on those parts of the market that are more safe from some of Home Depot's and some of the other big box competitors. But yeah, if you do that, absolutely there's a role for distribution. There's certainly a role for a lot of retailers and independent dealers, too, as well, as we certainly think.
One of the things I'd like to point out is that the role a distributor plays to a retailer is it gives them another option. We all know about this showrooming where a consumer can go in and look at a product and then go on their smartphone and find out what the lowest price in the area is. If you buy a product from a distributor, like say with Gallagher, you can source products from anywhere in the world. You can bring them in and offer a retailer an option that is competitive.
Kemp, last month, four of our top five brands were private label brands that Gallagher does. It represents now more than 30% of our sales, and it's because we've been able to develop a product offering for the customers in California, Arizona, Nevada that really represents what that market is asking for, what those customers really want. And whereas certainly there's a need for national manufacturers, and their product lines are terrific, I think when you can get a more focused line developed just for the local market, the distributor can certainly do well and certainly add value and give compelling products to his dealer that allows them to be successful against all the other people that they compete against. So we certainly find there's a way to do it, and it's worked well with a blend of private label, commodity manufactured products, and then some specialty things from various high-end wood, vinyl, carpet, laminate manufacturers.
Just to give you an example, Sequoia Carpet. That's a brand. That's your brand. And the only place you can find it is from Gallagher, right?
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, it'll be an eight-figure brand for us this year in terms of total revenue. So, and that's up from nothing a year and a half ago. So it's growing rapidly. Customers certainly appreciate the fact that there's a nice little display for it, that it's all stocked in our two warehouses in California. They can usually have it the next day in a cut or a roll and fill in a very big need that's out there. And it's been well received by lots of different customers. Over 800 people bought it from us last year, which is really pretty remarkable when you think of a brand new product offering from a company that's historically been a wood supplier.
All right. So I'm thinking that as of last Sunday night and starting Monday last week, your phone started ringing from some of your dealers because they know that you source your products from all over the world. And they're asking you questions about products, about how can we be sure that the products that we're getting from you are CARB compliant. And what have you been telling them?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, not only have we been, our salespeople and our market people have been inundated with calls, but on some of our websites that are more, for consumers to support the dealer business from a consumer perspective, lots of inquiries from consumers asking if the product that they purchase from us, a Sequoia, Reward, whatever, if it's safe to have in their house. And they're not using the CARB words and Lacey Act and things like that, but they're just saying, is this safe for my house? Yeah, the world, I think, really changed, certainly in California last Monday, because even though these laws have been in effect for an awfully long time, CARB 1 and CARB 2, I don't think a lot of people really understood them completely, nor really thought that they had to pay a lot of attention to them. And I think part of last Sunday, if you were a dealer selling product, you could have been somewhat naive and maybe not really aware of what was going on, but there's certainly no excuses anymore. And our answer to customers and started first thing Monday morning is that we have been, from the very beginning, when we first started importing products more than a decade ago, absolutely insistent that we receive from each manufacturer we do business with clear certification that they're in compliance with California Air Resource Board laws. We make them, fill out a detailed amount of paperwork. We have all these filings certainly here, and then we regularly inspect these factories and make sure we get periodic updates as they go through annual testing of their products. So we were able to tell our customers with absolutely no hesitation that, first of all, everything that we sell is CARB compliant, and two, that we've asked our suppliers to provide us with documentation to that effect and also to certified us from their companies on their letterhead that everything they send us is CARB compliant and that we have never asked them as a supplier to take any shortcuts or do anything that would make the product anything less than what our customers expect if the laws require. And so I think that clear message has certainly reassured those, and it's quieting down already. We're getting less calls by Friday day than we were getting last week. So I think we're getting the word out to our salespeople, are telling people what's going on, and I think customers are comfortable that if you're dealing with a reputable supplier, you're pretty safe in knowing that they're taking best practices and sourcing their products.
And then what advice are you giving your customer, the retailer, on what they should tell the consumer?
Well, I think that if you're a retailer and you're working with reputable suppliers, paying kind of market prices for products, you can tell your customers you're doing business with people that take great pride in making sure that what they provide to the dealer and ultimately the consumer meets or exceeds the laws that are in place for that state or that region. Now, if you're a dealer and you're taking shortcuts, and I think this is going to be one of the things that came out of this whole situation, is Lumber Liquidators was clearly cheating. There's really no question based on the fact that 30 out of 31 of those products failed to take the test. But I think there's probably in other parts of the country other suppliers that probably are bringing in product that may not meet those standards as well. And generally their method to market is by price. And so if the price seems too good relative to everything else you can buy from a reputable supplier, I think the dealer has to ask himself, is there a possibility that what I'm providing my consumer, irrespective of what I'm told by that person, may not be CARB compliant or healthy for that person's home? And I think this could be an opportunity for us to clean up the market and really deal with some of these products that may not be the best thing for a dealer to be selling to a consumer.
Yeah, a couple of rules of thumb. If it seems like it's too good to be true, it probably is. You know, this is an ethics wake-up call. This company was trading at around 70. Today, it's fallen another 15%. It's trading at 28. It's headed to the ditch and probably going to file some kind of protection for bankruptcy. I mean, it could happen to anybody who's not playing the game according to the rules, right?
Yeah, I think Lumber Liquidators is certainly, I mean, they're a huge company. The stock was over $100 a share just 6 months ago. You're right, I may not survive. I mean, I think, you know, this whole Lacey Act thing that's coming down the stream with this potential criminal complaint, that's going to be an enormous problem. I just saw that 3 class action lawsuits have been filed. I mean, they got some big problems. But certainly, I think if you're a dealer and you're dealing with a smaller or more of a, you know, small mid-sized kind of guy who's maybe focused just on laminates. And Kemp, I think it's important we keep this focused on laminates right now, because that's where the biggest problem is. It's not with engineered wood, it's not with vinyls, it's not with LVT. This is a laminate-centric problem today, and that's because the core board that's used to make laminate flooring, you can buy less expensive core board by having a higher formaldehyde content in that core board. And that's the biggest part of the cost of laminate. I mean, take a look, you got a piece of a film on top and a little bit of a wear layer, but the bulk of the laminate is that brown core board, and the cheaper you can get that, the cheaper your product can be. So we know that it costs $49, $59, something like that, probably the lowest price you can go to the market at. Anything less than that, it's questionable whether it can be, you know, up to the standards it needs to be, certainly in California. So I think it's just a matter of just buyer beware, or just ask the questions and say, do I really trust the people I'm doing business with? Is this someone that I really want to be involved with if there's a problem down the road? And that's why I think, you know, this will be a wake-up call to the industry to make sure that dealers and manufacturers and distributors are all aligned with quality products, doing quality installations, because that's really the best way for us as an industry to survive against this onslaught of alternative channels and new online providers and all these other type of people that are coming on trying to take that traditional detail, you know, dealer business.
One last quick question. How are you feeling about 2015? You feel like it's going to be a good year for you?
Yeah, I really do. We're certainly seeing in California a strong recovery. In fact, last year we had twice the growth in jobs as we saw in the rest of the country. So California was hit so badly, you know, 2007, 2012. It's starting to really come back, and we're seeing a lot more activity on house resales and new home construction trends. And so we're all in. I think that's the message from Gallagher for the last 4 or 5 years is we're all in right now. We believe that we've got a period of time, and it's, you know, 2, 3, 4, I don't know how many years, but certainly 2015 is going to be a good year. And I think dealers need to be on the offensive right now and not be on the defensive and be making investments in their stores and being ready for a really, I think, a big uptick in business, which we certainly believe is going to be coming.
All right, Jeff, great to talk to you again. Been talking to Jeff Hamer, who's president of Gallagher, a Big Five distributor based in Los Angeles. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.